And good morning. This is WBAI at 99.5 FM in New York. And this is the report to the listener from WBAI Pacifica Radio. My name is Valerie Van Isler, general manager here at WBAI. And I'm in the studio with the soon-to-be general manager, the new one. And it is a great pleasure to have him on our air for the first time and in the report to the listener, and that's Don Rojas, who will be discussing a number of ideas and concepts and visions and thoughts about the station and how we take it forward from this year 2000 into next year 2003 and beyond, and Bernard White, the program director at our beloved institution. We're doing this at the end of the year as kind of a look back and also a look forward. At the National Board meeting, which occurred in December, we spoke a great deal about this very, very difficult year, this year of living on the edge, this year of living dangerously, and what the station had achieved over the past about 11 months, about the increase in the finances and the financial stability, the raising of $2.9 million in listener support in those 11 months. The increase in our membership base to over 20,000 for the first time in 25 years. The increase in our not only membership, but the many streams that we have been working on here to bring in the absolutely necessary income to run this station day to day, to pay back the hundreds of thousands of dollars in debts that were not paid the previous year, and the kind of initiatives that we took, not only program initiatives, some of which began in June, but also equipment initiatives. And today, in fact, we have in our studio our internet computer here and our internet connection that we have installed. We've installed digital workstations, brand new production computers, a new fiscal system, and other incredibly needed equipment because they were so damaged by the year 2001, and actually a part of which goes back to the overall damage in this area from September 11th. So we have done that because it was needed, it was necessary, and there is a space here now and room to grow, to nurture this station, and to take it on to the next level. And that was about the fundamental concepts of the transition, the rebuilding, the reaffirmation of the mission, and the stabilizing of WBAI. So we are now at a point where we believe WBAI has really reached a much safer harbor than a year ago, and can take flight, take its wings, and just move. Because the audit is going on now. We should finish this year with a balanced budget. Despite the incredible difficulties that we have gone through this year, and you know, many other very, very positive things have been put in place, have been implemented, and so we are at really the transition point from the old year of rebuilding and reaffirmation and stabilization to the new year, which can build now on this space and take BAI into a new era, a new year, and many new initiatives. And so at this point, Bernard, you want to come in at any point here about some of the programming work that has been done. And then I want to move to Don Rojas and some of the visions that he has for the future.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that, Valerie, and thanks for the as I said before, creating the environment in which we could begin to stabilize the radio station. Moving down here to Wall Street, which was a new environment with new challenges, then having that compounded with what took place a year or so ago, or back 2 years ago, now it doesn't, time is really flying, that one of the things that we had to do was, once we got down here, was to stabilize ourselves, to meet the new economic challenges. We had to up the ante a bit. It was more expensive being here than it was on 35th Street, and we had to make sure that we could secure the revenue necessary to stay here and to flourish. And it's just amazing what has been accomplished, because as difficult as it was just to stay here, when you add in the, what happened in the previous period to what's to, you know, that new challenge, it just made it that much more difficult. But we were able, with the help of our listeners, of course, to begin to make ourselves more stable in this new location. The next step in the process, after stabilizing ourselves, or what we can begin to concentrate on now, is the whole programming of the station. I mean, that's always of paramount importance, but now there needs to be a greater concentration on it, I believe, because of the challenges that we all face. And one of the things, among the things that we have to do with programming, is begin to raise the whole level of debate. We need to begin to take a closer look at what's going on. We need to see what we can do in taking that closer look and having a national impact, and not only to raise the level of debate here, but to raise the level of debate around the network and indeed around the country. We need to, and the BAI has always played a lead role in this, begin to address the obvious rise of fascism in this country, begin to expose the imperial character of the state. We have the United States is leading the world in its move to recolonize portions of Africa as well as Latin America. We need to really point out to people what is happening here, how these U.S. foreign policy, what impact is having on people around the world. And we need to play an integral role in the struggle to mobilize against injustice and oppression and some of these murderous foreign policies, to demystify a lot of this foreign policy, because right now, because of the fear of that has come out from the events of 9/11, there are people who are willing to accept, at least at this moment, the erosion of some of their rights, and they're willing to trade it off for what they believe to be more security. And I think it is our role to challenge that, to raise questions about that, because those questions are not being raised in corporate media, and we have to begin to do that. So I think a lot of our programming in the coming period will be designed to do just that, to raise the level of debate, to make us more of an integral part of the struggle against fascism and the excesses of the government, both domestically and internationally, and that become an integral part in mobilizing against it, not just to talk about it, but to become an instrument of a fulcrum for change regarding it. So that's, without going into any detail about how we plan to do that, because we have not worked out the details yet. So, but that's what I would like to begin to see happen, and we'll begin to sit down with others and see what their vision is, and hopefully we'll all be able to move forward in that direction. But we do have with us here in the studio this morning, and I think it's more important that you speak with Don Rojas, someone that we have known for many years, at least 20 years, who was, I remember sitting in a room in
Grenada.
In Grenada.
That's the last time the three of us were together, I think, all together in one room in Grenada.
Yeah, and I kept wondering what I was doing there with all of these very gifted people. But we were there, Don was the press secretary for Maurice Bishop, and we were sitting around the table talking about real issues, you know, about the possibility of an invasion of Grenada, you know, talking about U.S. foreign policy, talking about some of the statements coming out of Washington. Just a couple of months later, the U.S. Invaded Grenada. Don, at that point, was on the run. We all here were worried about his safety, and finally we were very glad to see that he emerged out of that relatively unscathed. Of course, the memory will always be with him on what took place on that October 19th and then the invasion of October 25th. But we have him here in the studio with us right now and for several years to come, I would imagine. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Bernard, and good morning, Valerie. And good morning to all the sisters and brothers of the WBAI family. I am humbled and honored for having been chosen to lead WBAI as its next general manager. And to all who supported my candidacy, I wish to express my heartfelt gratitude. The selection of a new general manager was indeed a long and tedious process, but it was nonetheless a necessary exercise in participatory democracy and institutional transparency, particularly in the wake of the recent crises at WBAI and other Pacifica stations. Those crises are now behind us, and we are moving forward with new energy, momentum, determination, and renewed resolve. My first order of business today, Bernard and Valerie, is to salute all of the WBAI listeners for your past and present contributions to this station and for your commitment to the mission of the Pacifica Network. The valiant activism that many of you in the listening community exhibited in recent times helped to rescue WBAI from impending peril 2 years ago. Your energy and dedication, your personal sacrifices, and your unquenchable passion guaranteed that the station would be returned to its founding principles and to its historical mission. And as we move forward in the new year, I would hope that our loyal listeners can once again muster the same levels of passion and energy that would be required to tackle the many tasks and challenges that lie ahead. New mechanisms will be institutionalized here at WBAI to increase the levels of listener involvement and democratic participation in all aspects of the station's operations. We are proud of our unique status in the world of radio as a non-commercial listener-supported station, dedicated to peace and justice for all. And we will remain unalterably committed to these principles and to the propagation of free speech radio, exercised with responsibility and consonant with our mission. While there will be no attempt made to censor or gag anyone's right to express themselves freely on the WBAI airwaves, we will nonetheless implore both our producers and our listeners to respect the boundaries of free speech and to refrain from engaging in obscenities or in the slander of anyone or any group based on their race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual preference. Any manifestation of racism, racial profiling, race baiting, sexism, or anti-Semitism should not be tolerated within the WBAI family. On the contrary, WBAI must become a model of multicultural and multiracial tolerance, understanding, and cooperation. Sisters and brothers, I would be remiss if I did not use this occasion to recognize the many years of dedicated service to WBAI rendered by my predecessor, Sister Valerie Van Islow. She has kept this ship afloat through many turbulent storms, and we thank her for her steady hand. I want to offer her my best wishes as she moves on to new endeavors and new victories. I want to also express my eagerness to work closely in the days ahead with our program director, Bernard White, with the various department heads, with the local advisory board, and with the various listener activist groups. Today, I don't intend to outline a detailed work program or an action agenda. I promise that, that will come early next year after completing a process of bilateral meetings and consultations over the next few weeks with members of the staff and with various WBAI constituencies. But I do want to share with you, the listeners, on this occasion some of the priorities that I'd like us to work on collectively over the next 6 to 12 months. First, I'd like us to significantly expand WBAI's news and public affairs capacity, beginning with the introduction of news headlines and guest commentaries at the top of each hour. Many listeners have asked us to add a local sports report to our daily newscast, and so we will be looking into the feasibility of such an addition. We will also be making positive changes to the morning program, Wake Up Call, And in consultation with the Program Council, we will be examining ways in which we can improve the quality and relevance to our mission of the entire program lineup. We plan to completely overhaul and enhance the WBAI website and to position the station as a pioneer in the new media of Internet radio. Bandwidth will be significantly expanded to accommodate many more simultaneous listeners to our live stream. News and information will be updated daily on the site. Programs will be archived on the Internet for up to 7 days, and each program will be given a page on the station's website. The site will be redesigned to maximize interactivity and communications flow between the station's staff and its listeners. We will add web-based polls and surveys on station programs and station policies, as well as on the issues that we cover in our news and public affairs. Listeners will be able to communicate with WBAI management and staff regularly by email. And as we move to greater transparency of the station's finances, we will be posting the annual WBAI budget and other important financial documents on the station's website. Furthermore, we'll begin to explore the possibilities of having select WBAI programs distributed across the country via satellite radio. We plan to reestablish the Folio as a regular WBAI newsletter in both printed and electronic formats. We plan also to increase the amount of live remote broadcasts of important events in the tri-state area. And we plan to better serve the peace, justice, and labor movements with expanded airtime allocated to announcements of nonprofit community events and with a community events calendar on the station's expanded website. We plan to increase the station's outreach efforts into the multicultural communities of the tri-state area with more WBAI-sponsored forums, to establish WBAI support groups on tri-state area campuses and in local labor unions, to explore the feasibility of adding some Spanish language programming to the lineup, and to institute a technical training program for all staff and an apprentice training program for young radio journalists and producers. In consultation with our program director, we plan to produce more programming that documents the histories of the peace, justice, labor, and national liberation movements in the United States and around the world. We can't do this alone, so we must strengthen our strategic partnerships with other alternative and progressive media entities. And we also plan to more fully utilize the station's performance studio for live broadcasts of musical performances, poetry reading sessions, radio dramas, public policy debates and discussions, etc. To be sure, this is a fairly ambitious agenda, but it is all designed to bring to our listeners a better radio service. None of this agenda can be accomplished without your support. As you well know, WBAI is not owned by a corporate media conglomerate. It does not generate millions of dollars in advertising revenues. We are owned by the Pacifica Foundation, a modest nonprofit entity, and the vast majority of our financial support comes from you, the listeners. This reality will not change, and so we will continue to call on our listeners to provide the financial sustenance for our survival and our growth. Your pledges to WBAI are an investment that you make in alternative media, and it is our responsibility to give you a decent return on your investment in the form of quality programming. Sisters and brothers, let me state unequivocally that under my stewardship there will be no victimizations, no favoritism, no vendettas, and no hidden agendas. I carry no brief for any faction or clique or camp. I fully intend to respect and honor the principle of fair representation for the various branches of the larger WBAI family on the station staff and also in the content of its programming. One of the great strengths of this radio station is the on-air talent. A beautiful rainbow of voices representing a universe of ideas and interests. Under my watch, WBAI will continue to be a platform for the free expression of New York's rich diversity. But in utilizing that sometimes intoxicating tool we call a microphone, we must always be mindful of the sanctity of the WBAI airtime. It is an invaluable asset. Let's not squander it. Let's not abuse it or violate this asset to wage personal battles against each other or to posture and profile our egos. Apart from legitimate concerns for FCC regulations, the trifling use of airtime to malign people we don't like or have disagreements with is not the exercise of free speech, but rather the irresponsible use of the airwaves. Leave that to the trashy right-wing talk shows. It is below the dignity of this institution.